The Russian soldier said something to Karim, a smile creasing his lips.
"Agha Sahib," Karim said, "these Rusis are not like us. They understand nothing about respect and honor."
"What did he say?" Baba asked.
"He says he'll enjoy putting a bullet in you almost as much as..."
Karim trailed off, but nodded his head toward the young woman who had caught the guard's eye. The soldier flicked his unfinished cigarette and unholstered his handgun. "So this is where Baba dies," I thought. "This is how it's going to happen." In my head, I said a prayer I had learned in school. "Tell him I'll take 1,000 of his bullets before I let this indecency take place," Baba said. My mind flashed to that winter day 6 years ago. Me, peering around the corner in the alley. Kamal and Wali holding Hassan down. Asif's buttock muscles clenching and unclenching, his hips thrusting back and forth. Some hero I had been, fretting about the kite. Sometimes I too wondered if I was really Baba's son. The bulldog-faced Russian raised his gun.
"Baba, sit down, please," I said, tugging at his sleeve. "I think he really means to shoot you."
Baba slapped my hand away.
"Haven't I taught you anything?" he snapped.
He turned to the grinning soldier.
"Tell him he'd better kill me good with that first shot, because if I don't go down, I'm tearing him to pieces, goddamn his father."
The Russian soldier's grin never faltered when he heard the translation. He clicked the safety on the gun and pointed the barrel to Baba's chest. Heart pounding in my throat, I buried my face in my hands. The gun roared. "It's done, then. I'm 18 and alone. I have no one left in the world. Baba's dead, and now I have to bury him. Where do I bury him? And where do I go after that?" But the whirlwind of half-thoughts spinning in my head came to a halt when I cracked my eyelids and found Baba still standing. I saw a second Russian officer with the others. It was from the muzzle of his upturned gun that smoke swirled. The soldier who had meant to shoot Baba had already holstered his weapon. He was shuffling his feet. I had never felt more like crying and laughing at the same time. The second Russian officer, gray-haired and heavy-set, spoke to us in broken Farsi. He apologized for his comrade's behavior. "Russia sends them here to fight," he said, "but they're just boys. And when they come here, they find the pleasure of drug." He gave the younger officer the rueful look of a father exasperated with his misbehaving son. "This one is attached to drug now. I tried to stop him, but..." He waved us off. Moments later, we were pulling away. I heard a laugh and then the first soldier's voice, slurring and off-key, singing the old wedding song. We rode in silence for about 15 minutes before the young woman's husband suddenly stood and did something I had seen so many others do before him. He kissed Baba's hand.
This ends Disc 3.